with the play-by-play voice of the Prince Albert Raiders, Drew Wilson. And Drew, how was your summer?
Summer was great. I did a lot of bike riding, triathlons, some swimming, running, and I don't want it to end, but we're into hockey season, so it has ended.
Away we go. You're probably in better shape than some of these guys, then.
Oh, that's what some people tell me, but when I look at these kids, I'm thinking, yeah, no.
What's your thoughts in general heading into this Prince Albert Raiders season of where this team is at?
The team is, I believe, is in very good shape. When you look at the core group of forwards, assuming they all come back from their NHL rookie tryouts, and in goal, it's either Ian Scott or Ryland Peranto who are going to be carrying the bulk of the load, both very capable goaltenders. The question mark is on defense. There's nothing wrong with their top two guys, Brendan Gooley and Wojciech Budik, but there's I hate to say a bit of a vortex, but they've got a 1 and 2 and a whole bunch of 5 and 6s. Although they did pick up Nick Hyde from the Medicine Hat Tigers, and they're hoping he fills in one of the top four roles. As far as I can see, I think the biggest hole is for another top four defenseman. Should they land a puck-moving top four defenseman, I think they're in very good shape.
Do you think they probably would have been in those discussions for, he's slipping my mind, the D-man who was just traded to Lethbridge?
They could very well have been, the fellow from the Vancouver Giants. I'm sure they were in the Brendan Mennell discussion, but who knows if the price was too high. It looked as if they wanted an experienced defenseman in return, and I don't think the Raiders were willing to give up an experienced defenseman in return.
Or really had. I mean, you can't rob Peter to pay Paul, as they say.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm sure the search goes on for a top four defenseman, and there's the 20-year-old situation, assuming that all five will still be in the mix as soon as these NHL rookie tryouts are over. It's an intense competition. They're all really capable players. Tim Vanstone's got 7 points in the 2 games that he has played, so he's made a statement. So that's the other big question. Who are the 3 20-year-olds are going to stay past the October deadline?
Well, I was going to say that, and I think all eyes in the league are going to be on the Prince Albert Raiders in this capacity, because this year it's unusually weak in the 20-year-old department across the Western Hockey League. There are teams that have 1 or 2 guys, like the Broncos right now, just have the one in Calvin Spencer. It's not the strength that it usually is, and we're not seeing guys just cut from the league to the degree you might see in other years. So do you feel that makes, if they get all 5 guys back from the NHL, whatever 2 players they decide to move a lot more valuable than in other years?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right in that regard. But the Raiders are of the opinion, until they see the whites of the eyes of the 3 guys who are away at the NHL tryouts, then they're hanging on to the other 2 guys that they have right now.
Well, you mentioned Vanstone, and I'm sure it's not a secret that around Swift Current, there's been a lot of talk about trying to get Tim Vanstone. That's no inside information. That's just fans, you know, fantasy GMing. But is he a guy who, as a returning captain, you think could even possibly be on the trade market, given the strength of the 20-year-old situation?
I think, assuming that it's going to play out the way I see it, or the way it's been playing out on the ice lately. Curtis Meager has done a very good job in his last 2 appearances. He'll play again tonight. If he continues to show that he's a possible backup to Ian Scott, then my money is on Ryland Peranto being moved and Tim Vanstone being kept. Just because he wore the C last year, he's a character guy. He's had a tremendous preseason, and he's really well-liked in the room and in the community. I think that it would be very difficult for the Prince Albert Raiders to put him on the wire.
With Peranto and Scott, you have a real interesting situation, not only because of the 20-year-old numbers, but just the 2 goaltenders there, because Peranto, I thought, in the second half especially, was one of the best goaltenders in the league last year. While Scott showed a ton of promise early, but his play did fade a little bit in the second half. Do you feel like he's at a stage now that he's ready to take over as a number one at such a young age?
I believe he is. Just by watching him, the short little stints that we've seen of him in preseason, he looks as if he's ready. He's a very athletic goaltender, a very intelligent young man, and he was able to recognize where his weak spots last year. He's worked on it. He played for Team Canada at the Ivan Hlinka tournament. And he's the goaltender of the future, and there is no doubt he needs more work this season than he got last season. And if Ryland Peranto comes back, he would have to relinquish some of the ice time that he saw as a 20-year-old. This is a very important year for Ryland Peranto as well. He's at the Vancouver Canucks rookie camp right now, and he needs to make an impression wherever he plays. And if he's splitting time with Ian Scott, then maybe he's not getting the amount of ice time he needs to sell the Ryland Peranto brand, if you will.
Looking at teams that need goaltenders, one of them happens to be down the highway. Is it fathomable that a Prince Albert Raiders team could deal a starting goaltender to their biggest rival?
Absolutely. The Raiders, when I first came into the league 12 years ago, there was absolutely no way in heck that the Prince Albert Raiders and Saskatoon Blades would make a trade. That slowly changed, and there have been several deals between these two teams over the years. If the right deal comes along, I can see Curtis Hunt making the deal. If a top four defenseman comes along, or there's some kind of package that fills that need on the back line, let's face it, you're looking at your team. And if that's the best possible deal out there, then yeah, you make it.
How do you think the division looks this year? Because as I look at all the teams in the East Division, certainly Regina would be the favorite, assuming they get Brooks back. But it seems to me they are all on somewhat of an uptrend, although you see big-time impact players leaving Moose Jaw and Brandon. I think everybody's in position where it's hard to really separate them.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. Brooks comes back, Regina's the favorite. Then it's a dog's breakfast for the rest of the spots in the division. I think Prince Albert perhaps has a bit of an upper hand on the other teams just based on the strength that they will have up front. Saskatoon's going to be better. You know, Moose Jaw's not going to be that bad.
No.
We saw them last night, and without their top players, they're going to be a pretty good hockey team. Swift Current's going to be a much improved hockey team as well. There are not going to be any easy nights within the Eastern Division. It could come down to injuries, could come down to who gets hot, to who has the best goaltending. It's going to be a very, very interesting and exciting division to watch.
Well, fun, I think, after a number of years that we've seen recently where the East has been seen as an overall weaker division, I can't imagine that being the case this year.
Oh, absolutely not. I think the Eastern Division is perhaps the strongest division in the Western Hockey League this year moving forward. And like I said, it's going to be fun to watch.
All right, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, anytime.
Drew Wilson, play-by-play voice of the Prince Albert Raiders. As our broadcast continues, this is Robertson Family Group Broncos Hockey on the Eagle 94.1.